Are we going to be chatting about custody of records at CSR? Randy's going to bring back a couple of boxes. He's gone.
Well, let's just move that.
Bob, do you have anything additional to say about that since you're here?
Well, I did bring you to let you know we do have some people that don't pay for the social service requests. I can't do anything about that. In other words, if they make another request, by law, I have to give them the request. But I can require a deposit because that they haven't paid for previous.
Didn't you do that? Didn't you used to do that, Don, about 8 years ago? You had a deposit, and if they exceeded time and this and that, I thought it was $20 or something like that. That
we do charge a deposit if they think we're going to, if we have somebody who doesn't pay, or if they have a large request, then we ask for a deposit. If it's just a 10 cent thing, just to be fair, let the media ask me for something, I'll email it to them, and then let them know they owe 10 cents for the email when they come in. So that is something you need to discuss. I'm going to know you'll need first for email.
What I'd rather do on this issue, because Brandon had two or three questions the other day, and I'd rather post this for another time, or let all three commissioners be here to visit with you about that. I think it would be... no matter what decision we made, we're leaving him out, and he's the one that has some questions. So,
so what we're going to do is we'll refocus and then move forward.
Nice chairs.
Sorry we're not downstairs.
Oh, man, this is even better. I love this chair. I feel like Captain Kirk. Yeah. Except for her over there. She looks like she's in like a little primary school desk.
There you go. Only the best.
Did you get your car yet, the PSR?
Sorry?
Did you do your PSR?
No, they're
going to
move it.
They're going to reschedule it for another meeting.
Okay, cool.
Since you had more questions than anyone else, we thought that it would be smart.
And to cut to the chase on this, Darren, he had as many questions about the PIO as anybody did.
Mm-hmm.
We had a retiring employee that had been here for some time,
yeah.
And he ran to Branson to that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Which one? He had to go to Branson to the meeting for the, yeah, okay.
Yeah, for the employee's retirement deal,
mm-hmm.
because it was on his side. I personally would like for him to be here to listen to your presentation.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you, I guess, and you're here, you can present it to us, sure. But you're going to have to re-present it to him.
Well, what I thought I could do, if we can speak openly here.
We can speak openly.
Okay. What I'm interested in, number one, is, and by the way, Kane County has always been great. I've never had issues getting information here, mainly because there's so much conflict between offices, and the way that the design is the power isn't centralized enough to cause issues of information flow. So each department being elected by the people means that there's not really this organized sort of corruption just can't happen. Because it would create cooperation between so many units of people that are eventually going to be in conflict with each other with elections. So overall, I don't want to suggest that there's an issue overall with information flow. But what I do see is when I listen to the meetings is that there's this sort of feeling sometimes that there's a victim sort of mentality. Okay, so what I'm seeing is that there's things that happen and there's these gotcha moments between the press and there's these sort of bad feelings that misinformation... Yeah, go ahead, I'll leave.
I thought she asked if my phone was on.